Russian travel loophole to EU Schengen countries via Romania. Insiders told eTurbo News Romania has been a hidden opportunity for wealthy Russians to obtain Romanian citizenships due to questionable applications and payoffs. This is now opening up the entire Schengen region in Europe to such new Russian-Romanian citizens. Is this becoming a security risk in times of sanctions and war talk with Moscow? Romanian citizenship by descent is available to people with an ancestor born in modern-day Romania or a former Romanian territory, such as modern-day Bukovina, Bulgaria, Hungary, Moldova, and Ukraine. Romanian public authorities will investigate the application, such as by checking the ancestor's citizenship records or establishing the line of descent. According to eTurbo News research, criminals often controlled by Russian mafia or corrupt officials can easily manipulate such records, so EU passports from Romania can be issued to those that have the money. Romania has allegedly allowed Russians and Ukrainians to buy EU passports. A report suggests that a fraudulent scheme exists, allowing individuals to bypass the waiting list and legal obligations for Romanian and EU citizenship. The Ministry of Justice in Romania is currently investigating numerous instances where Romanian passports have purportedly been granted to individuals without proper evidence of Romanian ancestry. The scheme, as outlined in the Ministry of Justice report obtained by Vice News Romania, is believed to have facilitated the expedited acquisition of Romanian and EU citizenship, with a significant number of Russian applicants, among others, allegedly benefiting from this process while circumventing legal requirements. ACI and ETC welcome Romania and Bulgaria to Schengen. The Airport Council, ACI Europe, and the European Travel Commission welcome the first stage of Romania and Bulgaria's accession to the Schengen area today as controls at air and sea borders were lifted. However, passports or EU ID cards are still necessary when crossing land borders from into Bulgaria and Romania due to Austria's objections to granting full access based on illegal traffic by non-EU refugees. iturbonews.com. Olivier Jankovec, ACI Europe Director General, said, "Schengen is part of the fundamental fabric of European air travel, allowing a smoother passenger experience and more efficient operations with faster connecting times and streamlined checks. Facilitating travel for EU citizens in Romania and Bulgaria is an important step forward for Europe. It further strengthens integration and drives equality through the fundamental right to free movement. This development will have positive economic and social repercussions for local communities and the wider economy." Eduardo Santander, ETC Executive Director, said, "Welcoming Romania and Bulgaria into the Schengen zone by air and sea is key in facilitating seamless travel for locals and tourists alike. This offers a stellar opportunity to develop tourism in these two lesser-known destinations, which will benefit local communities, businesses, in the wider European tourism ecosystem. We hope that this marks the beginning of a swift journey towards full accession and that land borders will be lifted soon." Benefits for citizens. The EU's passport-free travel space is one of the most tangible achievements of European integration for its citizens. The Schengen zone facilitates free movement between 27 countries, including 23 EU member states. Removing barriers to travel between countries within the zone has created a more seamless travel experience with shorter queues and less administrative burden. This is particularly crucial given the importance of intra-European travel for European airports and destinations. Integrating Bulgaria and Romania into the Schengen zone by air and sea is a key step forward in improving connectivity between the two countries. This will level the travel and tourism playing field, allowing travelers to move between Bulgaria, Romania, and other Schengen zone countries without undergoing passport or customs checks. Dynamic local markets. Airports and air travel will be key drivers of closer integration between the newly minted Schengen countries and the wider community. Bulgaria and Romania have a considerably lower propensity to fly compared to the EU average, EU 1.69. Bulgaria 0.87, Romania 0.60, indicating an enormous untapped potential for air traffic growth. Both countries have also been at the forefront of the industry's recovery from the COVID-19 crisis, posting dynamic growth well above pre-pandemic volumes, January 2024 versus January 2019, EU-3%, Bulgaria +7%, Romania +4.3%. Joining Schengen will give them a further boost while also driving the EU-wide air travel recovery. David Sisio, president of the Romanian Airport Association and ACI Europe board member, said, "Already in the remaining months of 2024, Romanian airports expect over 14 million passengers to travel within the Schengen zone, representing 70% of all passenger traffic. Our region's dynamic air transport growth means that figure will reach almost 21 million passengers in 2025.